Depending on which sector you're diving into, job applicants have a world of possibilities at their fingertips right now. In this active job seekers market, some employment categories are overflowing with applicants, while others are the complete opposite, where employers are practically begging for new employees. No matter which end of the pendulum you find yourself on, the foundation starts with a solid resume. It's your first opportunity to introduce yourself to an employer. Putting your best foot forward is priority one with a resume. Jennifer Westra is a team leader with Agilic in Innisfil, and their company covers all aspects of the job search strategy. From resumes to interviews, it's all about how applicants can sell themselves to potential employers. Some people get a little long-winded with resumes, but Westra recommends paring it down as much as possible to focus on the most important aspects of the resume. It's wise to omit hobbies and interests, and instead focus on putting your skills and accomplishments front and center. One of the main things I tell people is your resume is your marketing material, Westra said. Leave all the other stuff for the interview, because right now they haven't met you, they haven't seen you, they know nothing about you. The only reason you're getting a call to sit in front of them is because something on your resume stood out to them. There's no hard and fast rule against sections like an employment objective, but it should be short and to the point. Recruiters and employers scan through resumes in the blink of an eye, and if the candidate's objective doesn't line up with the job listing, that may disqualify them immediately. Innisfil is a big commuter town, with over 80% of residents commuting somewhere for work. Whether it's traveling into Barrie, Newmarket or Bradford, most people living in Innisfil spend at least 30 minutes a day driving to and from work. That's why something as simple as a full address on your resume could work for or against you in certain industries. If you're applying for a job from out of town, employers may prefer a local candidate, and where you live might raise a red flag in the application process. Speaking with an employment coach at Agilic will help determine which elements of a resume might be beneficial to omit, while leaving an opportunity for further explanation during the interview process. Maybe it's the transportation industry, labor and construction, or food and hospitality, but those sectors are booming in Innisfil. Some people have a wealth of experience in those sectors, but what if an employer is only looking for someone with mid-level skills and experience? In most cases, it's only necessary to include the last 10 to 15 years of relevant job experience on a resume. Even though you might have 20 plus years of knowledge in that field, sometimes it's best to list your most recent placements from the last 10 years. We want you to show how much experience and knowledge you have to an employer, but I would save that for the interview, Westra said. You also don't want something like that to work against you. Maybe they would only prefer someone who only has 10 years of experience. Unfortunately, there are no such things as second impressions when it comes to submitting an application or filling out a resume, so following these guidelines from Agilic will hopefully put your name at the top of the list for prospective employers. To build the resume to help land the job you're looking for, learn more at agilic.ca.